Land ownership was rather in the gift of the local lord, and people were there by individuals. Lower orders of society, as one might crudely put it, didn't own land, so it would be the local marcher lord. In this case, we're part of the marcher lordship of Mighty Ennis, which was sometimes dominated, should be dominated, by the Mortimers. More often than not, they were the marcher family who came at the time of William the Conqueror. But there were local Welsh lords, as warlords really, the Welsh called themselves princes, who dominated the land and therefore felt they had the land in their gift. And so we had the Maugham giving land, and Roger Mortimer gave land, but they gave the tenants wisdom as well. And the tenants really had no choice in that, so they transferred with it. And so it built up quite a large acreage, really. We're looking at the home grange of Gotland, as I would call it, Gotland, as some of people, my colleagues, call it, which basically extended from farms like Eskerui, from Camden, further down the valley, and Bathygri, over towards Hundury, northwards, somewhat north of Llanbadarn Ddinas. If you go to Newtown, you go out onto the main road. If you come through Laethdydd, Esgidain Clun Bridge, and you're still on Abbey land at that point, and it extends a bit north of there. If you go over to Llanidloes, you leave Abbey land when you get to Tulloch.
Wow.
So it was quite a big grange, probably functioned almost as a series of sub-granges. So all those farms would have been given all that land by one of the marcher lords, and whether it be a Welsh lord or the Mortimers in this case, because they were governors of this part of the Welsh marches.